When Monica Vest Wheeler was let go by a Peoria weekly newspaper called The Observer almost 30 years ago, it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to her. She's since found a role as a local historian and author. In this episode of WCBU's history series, Postmark Peoria, correspondent Steve Tarter talks to Vest Wheeler about how she came to be involved with Peoria history, writing books about the Peoria Park District, OSF St. Francis, and on the areas of business and entertainment history.
I stumbled into Peoria history, really, after I left the newspaper, but it was during that time we were in the middle of the tricentennial celebration. So we had a full page in every week of The Observer, where we, you know, highlighted some point of Peoria history. And, you know, I just became, in any of the historical articles, you know, I wrote for The Observer and even back when I worked on the Tazewell News and Morton. So I just gravitated toward history. I'd loved history even as a kid. I thought about majoring in history, but I thought, what am I going to do with it? I don't want to be a teacher. So I went into journalism instead. But it was later in 1992 that I was approached by the Park District and wanted to know if I'd be interested in doing a history of the Park District. And I thought, wow, you know, and I had not written a book yet of any type. And that led to the Grandest Views, my first history book, which came out in 1994 to tie in with the centennial of the Park District. And then I was just, I loved it because I worked with Steve Wilkinson from Peoria Camera. He scanned in all the photos, and then I did all the research and everything else, and then designed the book.
And that got you started, obviously, because the other books followed. You did entertainment, arts and entertainment?
Then I was contacted by a publisher out of St. Louis, which did community histories. And they asked me to do a history of business after Jerry Klein had done the first in the series on industry. So he had covered Caterpillar and, you know, all the heavy duty side of it. So I went into the business side, and that covered, you know, from hotels to transportation to the mom and pop shops and, you know, the department stores downtown. And I love doing that history because I learned so much more about Peoria. Because a lot of people thought I had grown up in Peoria, but I moved here in 1979 when my fiance at the time, now my husband, called and said he got a job with Caterpillar. I said, what's Caterpillar? He says, in Peoria. I said, where's Peoria? And, you know, ended up here because we had to get married on the weekend in between the 2 weeks of cat vacation. And so I just wanted to know more about this community. And I just kept digging and digging. I lived at the library. I lived at special collections. I lived in homes and warehouses and all the little nooks and crannies I could find around town. Yeah.
And this is a play. And I imagine many communities can say this, but we speak of this one and this area because I don't want to leave Pekin and the adjacent communities out because they all have their own history. But the Peoria area has a pretty rich history. I mean, you obviously can speak to that.
See, that's the thing that really bothers me sometimes. You know, some Peoria natives through the years are like, oh, we just, you know, Peoria is this, Peoria is that. You know, is it because I came here in 1979 and I stayed at, it's like, you know, we've got a lot that we need to capitalize on here. And I'm so glad with what the Historical Society started doing with tours and everything else. And I mean, we have so much of a wealth of history, the colorful side. And I know there was a generation that kind of wanted to cover up that colorful side of the Prohibition days and the houses of ill repute downtown. But it's a fascinating part of our history and we can't erase it. Mm-hmm. Like some modern day people trying to erase, you know, some corners of history, but hey, it happened. It's part of what has made Peoria what it is today. And I'm just really excited about, I think, some of the potential, especially with the arts community and how it can grow from that.
And we should mention Monica Vest Wheeler, who's we're talking with about the history, the books that she's written that have been part of this community now for a number of times. But let me just say that you, and again, I'm aware of this, but I think we should tell others. you've written more than just history books. You've written a number of books about Alzheimer's, stroke, brain injury, brain tumors, a lot of health issues. What got you into that?
Well, it's really kind of odd. I'd been working on the history. I'd done the history of the business and then schools and churches or schools and religion and then entertainment. And then I did a couple of, I did OSF St. Francis, their 125th anniversary in 2002. And then I was asked to work on a Holocaust-related project with a organization out of out of Maryland. So I kind of stepped back from local history a little bit and started doing, I did some travel to learn more about and interviewing Holocaust survivors who had been reunited with family members who had been separated during the war. And it was the emotional side of it really, really got to me. And it was, you know, I went to Auschwitz, I went to Germany, I went to the Anne Frank House, and those experiences transformed me too, that I wanted to know more about the emotions behind the history, behind the stories. And so then, but then I also completed a history of the I2 Society in 2004. And then I did a St. Mary's in Galesburg for their centennial in 2009. But I kept on focusing on the human side. So then I wanted to dig in deeper with the emotional stories. And so then I was introduced to Stroke Camp based here in Peoria with Mary Lee Nunley. Went to my first camp in 2008 and fell in love and have been traveling all over the country ever since then. I've done 130 stroke camps as a volunteer. I've done about 30.
Now, what is a stroke camp?
It's a retreat and refresh stroke camp. We have weekend camps for stroke survivors and their caregivers. And that is just, I have learned so much from that. And then I've written all this other stuff on Facebook, and it's, I keep on trying to finish a book, but I get distracted. I just don't understand how that happens.
That's local historian and author Monica Vest Wheeler speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter. Postmark Peoria is a co-production of WCBU and Mike Sable. If you want even more stories about Peoria history, subscribe to the Postmark Peoria podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or NPR One.